Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Seven semifinalists for the class of 2018, including six first-year eligible candidates. Rondé Barber, not necessarily a lock. Guard Steve Hutchinson. But the locks are Ray Lewis and Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah. They go in.
Bubblicious. Richard Seymour and Brian Urlacher.
I think they're
both really good players.
I mean, obviously, I know more of Urlacher than Seymour. I think Urlacher eventually is definitely a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's a first ballot, but sure, why not?
Seymour likes to chase flush draws at this point. He's a big poker nerd. Seymour, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Of course, some guys have been on the list for a while, like Joe Jacoby, Torrey Holt, John Lynch. T.O. could get Randy Moss and T.O.
I mean, T.O.'s numbers are pretty sick if you look at
them. It's a joke. T.O.'s
a Hall
of Famer.
Of course, I mean, I know he's got a lot of off-the-field issues and baggage, but you know what? So do a lot of guys who are in the NFL Hall of Fame.
The guys that the people around here care about is Joe Jacoby, who is, a semifinalist or whatever it is again. I think it's like the eighth time. Joe Jacoby definitely belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Jerry Jones made an appearance on our guys Sean and RJ's show on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and gave a ringing endorsement to the Cowboys coaching staff.
Of course you're going to give a ringing endorsement to a puppet regime.
He said he's proud to have them.
Are you kidding? What a joke that is.
Really is kind of fascinating to see and watch what Dak Prescott does without Zeke.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought it was Danny Ruelle maybe yesterday that made that point that Kirk hadn't had a running back all year.
It doesn't matter.
For several years.
The guy still just puts up big numbers.
Dak loses Zeke, and all of a sudden, he's not quite the same quarterback.
Dak looks like RG3 right now.
Yeah. I don't know why everybody holds Kirk to this impossible standard. He's got no receivers. He's got no running backs. He's got an offensive line that's in shambles, and no one really wants to give him credit. All they talk about are the things that he can't do. Meanwhile, You have a guy like Dak Prescott. People act like, you know, he's a 10-time Pro Bowler.
I'm stealing this from...
Sure seems like a lot of people are giving Kirk credit, though.
They're giving him some, but there is a loud... Maybe it's a small minority, but there's a loud minority of people that love to trash him at every opportunity.
Stealing this from a Redskins blog, Burgundy blog, the game against the Saints was Cousins' eighth 300-yard game with three touchdowns and no picks since the start of the 2015 season. That's tied with Tom Brady for the most such games in the time frame. The only other players who have done this five more times since 2015, Breeze, Russell Wilson, Rodgers, Roethlisberger.
He's in elite company.
He just is.
It's gotten to the point now where he's a top 10 quarterback, and I don't think you can argue.
Yeah, he is. And people that, you know, want to blame him for the losses, they're not looking at the total picture. Yeah. They've been anti-Kirkers from the start.
Yep. Ken Norton Jr. lost his job with the Oakland Raiders in a move that many felt was overdue. He had been their defensive coordinator. The Raiders were 20th in points allowed, 26th in yards allowed last season. This season, 21st and 26th.
Well, he could be the scapegoat, but Jack Del Rio should be, you know, called on the fact that the Patriots trained at altitude for, I think, a week in Denver leading up to the game in Mexico City, which, by the way, is 2,000 feet higher in elevation than Denver. And the Raiders said, you know, we don't need to do that. We don't feel like we need to acclimate ourselves to the higher elevation. And what happened? They got smoked. They'd probably get smoked on sea level too, but I don't think that was a very good decision by that coaching staff.
Here are some really mind-boggling statistics about the Raiders' defenses.
Yeah.
10 games in, they don't have one interception.
David Anderson, everybody. Clap him up.
They don't have one interception. Also, they're tied for last with the New York Giants, which is 14 sacks.
Right.
So they don't get to the quarterback. They don't intercept the quarterback. Oh, and your average quarterback against them has a passer rating of 113.3.
I'm guessing that's going to dip this weekend with Paxton Lynch coming in and making the start on the road. Now, if he goes in and has some crazy 90 to 100 quarterback rating, I just don't expect that to happen.
All right, top five matchups this weekend. We'll start with the Bills against the Chiefs. Bills, of course, coming off a 54-24 loss to the Chargers, where Nathan Peterman came in, started a quarterback, played a half, threw five interceptions. The Bills have now lost three straight games by a combined 80 points.
The most laughable thing I think I saw last week was that Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, said he had to evaluate who was going to be his starter going forward. There's nothing to evaluate when Nate Peterman goes out and throws five picks in a half. Just turn back to Tyrod. It's an easy one.
By the way, there aren't great matchups this weekend, including the Thanksgiving games. So that's your number five matchup. The Chiefs are heading in the wrong direction. They've lost four of their last five. The Bills, as we mentioned, struggling. I've got the Packers on here traveling to Pittsburgh. The Packers, I'm only putting them in because they're still 500. They didn't score last week.
They're cratering.
Steelers starting to roll. They're, of course, 8-2.
People are sleeping on the Steelers. They just are.
Do you know what the line is in this game?
No.
I see 13.5.
Wow. I have 14 on ESPN.com.
Wow.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
That's a big number.
Let me look at Hundley's numbers. I know they're putrid. I know they're not good.
I like to maybe get a teaser in.
Hundley, by the way, has a 63 rating.
You know what you could do, EB? The Patriots are 17-point faves over the Dolphins. So you take the 17-point fave and the 14-point fave, and you bump them down.
How about make it a three-gamer and give the Giants more?
You want to have Valdez book it?
Or you throw the Eagles in there.
They don't lose.
The Eagles are favored by 12.5 over the
Bears.
No,
I'm not taking all favorites, but I think the Giants, you give the Giants, how many more points can I get the Giants? If I did a three-gamer, I could get the Giants plus 16.
Get?
Are you kidding? What is the line
what
now?
Six
or seven?
Gamer?
Oh, 7.5.
That's all you get?
What?
No, that's what it is now.
That's what it is now.
Yeah, so I get 17.5. I had 10 in a three-gamer.
Oh, yeah, three-team 10-point teaser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants plus 17.5 dropped the Patriots down to -7 and the Steelers down to -7.
No, the Steelers would be dropped down to -4.
What are they? They're 13.
They're laying 14.
They're 14.
You won't do it.
No, I mean, it won't hit, but it seems good.
Number three matchup, Thanksgiving tradition. The Lions, of course, are playing, and they're taking on the Vikings. Lions at 6-4, chasing the Vikings, who have that two-game lead. Vikings, of course, have won six straight. Case Keenum remains in at quarterback.
Tidbit, Lions have won four straight Thanksgiving Day games after dropping nine straight before the present win streak. So you went 9 years just watching the Lions get their doors blown off on Thanksgiving. They've been good the last 4 years.
God, I am so sick of the Lions. I really am sick
of
them.
It's a Thanksgiving tradition, Ricky.
How about the Thanksgiving tradition is just football on Thanksgiving? Why does it have to be the freaking Lions?
The tradition is Lions early, Cowboys middle, and then you have the Skins late this year.
By the way, the Lions have beaten the Vikings three straight. This probably should be the number one matchup, but I'm saving the Redskins for last. Your number two matchup pits the Saints, who are 8-2, against the Rams, who did just lose to the Vikings, 7-3. So battle of two teams vying to compete with the Eagles for the top of the NFC.
Biggest surprise team of 2017 so far? It's got to be the Rams, right? Got to be
the Rams. The Rams or the Vikings.
Or maybe Jacksonville. Jacksonville's 7-3.
Yeah.
I mean, the Vikings are 8-2, and they lost their starting quarterback and their stud running back. And that's a pretty impressive run by them. Nobody expected Case Keenum to do what
he's doing. And I don't honestly really respect many of those teams. I don't really respect the Vikings that much. I don't really respect the Rams that much. And what was the other one?
Jacksonville, 7-3.
Jacksonville. Oh, I don't respect them either.
Well, their defense, especially their secondary, is legit.
Yeah.
They're tough.
And, of course, your 8:30 game tomorrow night, the Redskins host the New York Giants, who are 2-0. Giants coming off a 12-9 thriller win over Kansas City. Redskins losing two straight, falling to 4-6. But they're still a grasper based on the schedule. I just want to see what happens if P. Ryan goes down. I guess you just don't run the ball. Why bother running the ball?
Well, they're going to give it to, what's the other guy? What's the kid's name? Byron Marshall?
Byron Marshall.
They give it to him, and then if they don't give it to him, they have to give it to LaShawn Daniels, the guy they just called up for the practice squad.
I better be studying his playbook.
All right, do we have Barry Trotz next?
We do.
What have they done here lately? They're kind of swooning a bit, Cakes, aren't
they're 11, they? 11, 10, and 1.
Yeah, they win one, lose one, win two, lose two. That works. They're a 500 team.
They've lost three out of the last four, though.
Barry Trotz, head coach of the Washington Capitals, next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.